This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Hello, comfort killers. Hope all is well in life and in business, in health and in fitness, in love and in abundance. There is a time to prepare. There's also a time to plan, but it's always time for action. Are you ready? Are you ready to get uncomfortable, friends? Then let's go. I had the pleasure of attending a leadership summit in Orlando, Florida for my resource center this past week for 2 days. And if you have me on Snapchat, then you were able to witness my travels through the streams I posted while I was there, leading up to, during, and post. If you don't already have me added on your Snapchat, do so now. My handle is Stacey A. Cross, no space and no E. On Twitter, I am Stacey A. Cross, again, no space and no E. And as always, you can find me, The Comfort Killers, on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/TheComfortKiller, no S. So I wrote down some wins and lessons learned from the summit. And I had plenty of both, but I wanted to share the biggest ones with you, which corresponds to this episode titled, The Universe is Ready When You Are. The universe is ready when you are. Okay? The universe ain't ready when you're not ready, but the universe is ready when you are, because at that moment, that's when the games begin. Meaning, if you are committed to changing your life and attaining success, the success that you desire, you have to be willing. You have to take action. You have to be willing to take action even if you don't know what the hell you're doing right now or how you will achieve it. The universe is always listening, waiting patiently and available, but it's up to us to get the ball rolling. Don't you agree? Now, the biggest takeaway from the leadership summit is how I was able to feel fear coming and expand anyway. Feel the fear coming and do it anyway. This is important to note because the one thing that tends to hold us back from taking action is fear. Let's take a look at the definition of fear and see if it's an illusion, right? See if it's the same illusion that we make up in our mind, just like everything else. Fear. Let's do it, guys. A simple definition, an unpleasant emotion caused by being aware of danger, a feeling of being afraid, a feeling of respect and wonder for something very powerful. Let me note that right there, because, you know, we see fear as something negative, right? We're always like, hey, listen, fear, it's negative, get away from it, move far away from fear. But if you put it in this context, feeling of respect and wonder for something very powerful. What's very powerful? What's about to happen if you undertake it, if you go forward? So the full definition is an unpleasant, often strong emotion. It's an emotion. So take note of that. Fear is an emotion, and an emotion is made up. Okay, just like all the others, caused by anticipation or awareness of danger. Why danger? Why does it have to be danger? Okay, because we came from caveman, instinctual human instincts. Okay, when we had to go out there and go hunt in the wild wilderness, for our food, for our take. And then that fear is a response to get us moving out of danger, the danger being a bear, a wolf. We had to know how to handle that. So that feeling sparked our energies inside, and our cells said, shit, it's flight or fight. We got to get running, because fear allows you to do crazy, amazing things. You ever heard of that lady that was able to pick up a car because some kid was under it? You ever heard that story? You ever heard of people doing unimaginable, illogical, and unreasonable things? And it's because of fear. It's because of the fear of danger. We have this human emotion instinct. It's an instinctual-based emotion that says, I need to get out of danger now. But now using it, because we don't have to go hunt for our food. Maybe some people do. They do it for fun. But we don't have to go hunt for food. We don't have to keep our eyes out for crazy bears and crazy other humans, other cave people coming our way trying to steal our stuff. We don't have to do that anymore, but the fear still stays with us. That fear of danger. We don't have to be afraid of danger. Okay? But we still do, because in case, let's say, there's a crook in your house. Okay, that fear is going, that emotion that you build up is going to be able to, for you to think quick, get out of danger. So we still need this very basic, very ancestral human emotion. We do need it. So don't put fear out the window. Just understand fear and what happens to you during that time and what could happen if you overcome it. So something very powerful, a feeling of respect and wonder for something very powerful. Use it in that context when it involves your business and you growing, you changing, you doing more for success, because you're going to have it. An instance of this emotion, a state marked by this emotion. So it's something before something takes place. An anxious concern. Profound reverence and awe, especially toward God, like when you fear God. Okay, reason for alarm, it's danger, it's danger. It's putting you in a state of flight or fight. Parasympathetic, sympathetic, your cells, everything, you know, you got to keep that oxygen and that energy because you're about to go crazy. You start to breathe quicker because you need the extra energy to run to get out of danger. That's what really the basis of fear comes. We keep it and we start playing games with it and we don't know why it's there. Mean, painful agitation in the presence or anticipation of danger is the most general term and implies anxiety and usually loss of courage. That's the biggest one. Okay, I'm about to jump out of a plane. Matter of fact, I was in the plane. I was traveling. This is all about the story that I'm going to tell. When I traveled to and fro Orlando, Florida, and we hit some turbulence in the air. Okay, I look out the window. I'm like, man, this plane is shaking. What do I start thinking? What do you start thinking? What the fuck? What if this thing goes? Right? Why am I thinking that? Safest way to travel. Why am I thinking that? Then my mindset immediately went on June 1st, I'm going to take a flying lesson. I'm going to be flying myself. So then I start thinking up this human ways, this logical reasoning of why I shouldn't go take this awesome lesson to fly my own plane. It's a loss of courage. It's a loss of courage. Do you have the courage? Okay. It usually adds the idea of intense reluctance to face or meet a person or situation and suggests aversion as well as anxiety. So you're about to be faced with something that you actually created. You put it there. The universe is saying, okay, here it is. You get fear and then you lose courage. So what I'm saying to you is, now that we know the definition, where it derived from, what kind of emotion, what does it do? Now we could overcome it and know that it's an okay emotion. We have it. It's built in our genetics. But what are you going to do with it? How do you respond to it? This is crazier, deeper, more illogical and unreasonable way to think. This is where you need to be right now, okay? So that was Merriam-Webster. You could look it up. get in the habit of looking words up. Okay, because that's the only way that you could say, okay, am I doing this? Because if I'm not doing it, then I am. Because if you're succumbing to fear, then you lost your courage. And people are like, nah, man, I got the courage. No, you don't. You succumbed to the fact that you were fearful. You detoured away from what the universe was trying to put you in so you could grow. All right? So get your Webster's out, start looking it up. Now that we know what fear is, let me ask, is it a barrier and obstacle that we place on ourselves? Is it just a barrier and obstacle? I'm asking rhetorically, okay, because I almost added this filter, this fear filter of illusion just yesterday on myself. I put it on myself just yesterday. Okay. First, let me explain the night before. This is Tuesday night. Okay. Tuesday night, I wrote in my journal. Okay. Because I have a slot that says, matter of fact, let me go to Tuesday night. So I'm going to be all the way real with you. So Tuesday night, I wrote today's targets. Stacy's going to do this. Gain as much attention as I can. This is my goal for Tuesday. Okay. My targets. I'm introduce myself to everyone and make eye contact with everyone and speak loudly. That's my goal. That's my target. I'm at this summit. It's a leadership summit. We have the VPs there. It's for the resource center, an airline. Okay. We got the VPs there. We got all the VPs, the directors, they're on stage. They're talking about our goals as a company and as a culture. We're moving towards technology. Okay? This is the big deal. But look what I wrote in my journal of my target. Get as much attention as I can. So now the universe says, you're ready to play? You put a target down. Are you committed? Let's see. So the target was, get as much attention. So as this journey of this summit, this leadership summit is taking place, I'm going to try to get attention. This is what it says. So the universe starts playing the game, puts a situation at hand. We started a breakout session. We're talking about different challenges we face locally and what we're going to be able to do about it, or what technology could actually help us overcome these challenges that we face on a daily basis so we could get better as an airline. So I started the conversation. This is what I have. I'm Stacy Cross. Hello, nice to meet you. This is what I have. We went around the long table, and then they said, okay, we need a spokesperson to go back into the room of 200 people among the VPs and whoever and talk about what we spoke about here. And I want Stacy to be that spokesperson. That's what the moderator said. I know who I'm going to choose, they said. We want a volunteer. But first, if we don't get a volunteer, we're just going to choose one. To myself, I immediately went back into my journal, my thought. I said, shit, this is what I asked for. The universe is, I'm starting to feel fear because I know they're going to ask me to do it. Here I'm already thinking of, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? Oh my God, how am I going to say it? I'm already going off in my head. I didn't even get the job done yet. I didn't even get chosen yet. And already I'm putting this illusion in my head. In fact, this was what I wanted. This was what I wrote down in my journal. Why am I afraid? Okay? Because the universe is saying, hey, listen, you're committed. We're going to make you get attention. The fastest way to get attention here, because you're only here for 2 days, is to actually stand up and speak in front of all these people. Stace, are you ready? You said that you were a motivational speaker. Are you ready? And I took it on. Okay. Even though I had the fear, I went on anyway. Then comes this entire experience of they're asking questions. They got a whole new business partner there. They want to feel, how does these leaders feel about these changes that's about to embark on a company, company-wide? How do they feel about it? The questions were about technology, the partnerships with tech companies, different things. This was a big deal for airlines, okay? and I had my opinion. I need to let them know who I am. Again, goes back to the journal the night before, get attention, make eye contact, speak loudly. Speak loudly. Let them know who you are and why you came. So anyway, I walk past. I was like, this is amazing. I start talking. Yeah, this is how I feel. This is great. This is a great avenue for this. This is my opinion. This is what I believe. And I'm giving it all. And upon finishing that day, I'm walking out. We're all walking out. And someone stops me in the hallway. You know, I already did the video. I already spoke outside. I already spoke to the 200 people about the challenges. I changed it up. Okay. I changed it up, and I'm going to show you how I changed it up. But I walked out. I'm walking out. Everyone's walking out. And this gentleman in a t-shirt comes up and he says, "Hey, listen, I heard you spoke very well. And I just want to be able to see if I could get you, if you have 2 minutes, I could get you on tape to answer a few questions. It'll be different from the questions you answered on video, but Stacy, I just heard you're good." I said, "I got 6 minutes. What do you need?" You see what I'm saying? Get attention. I got the attention. This was what the universe put in my place. Committed. You need to be committed. So I did the whole tape. I answered the questions. I evolved the questions. I asked some questions. I left it open-ended. I attacked it from a different angle. I found a way to speak. I found a way to respond. And now, oh man, the fear is gone. I'm not even thinking about fear. I'm feeling confident. When we were finished, he said to me, he said, "Stacy, in the radio business, we call it a great tape. You just gave a great tape. Thank you." I was like, "Great tape. I never even heard of it." I looked it up immediately. As soon as I was walking away, I was like, "Great tape. Wow, that's like a big accomplishment, right?" And sure enough, it is, because I was able to keep that momentum going and keep my vision very strong with me being who I am, the motivational speaker, the author, the standing up firm, the making eye contact. I did it all. And I was happy about that. The second takeaway is validation. The universe will validate your commitment. If at any time after you made a decision, let's say go back to school to earn a degree, let's say you received your diploma and you want to return to school for maybe architecture, the validation will either start coming your way in waves, or it will just come all at once throughout time, depending on your level of commitment. First, you might notice a magazine on the subject. Like you're in the bookstore. You're looking at the magazine shelf. All of a sudden, your eye makes eye contact with this magazine, and the magazine's name is architecture. Or on the front cover, it says, "This architecture designed whatever." You start, "What the hell? What was that?" First, you might notice the magazine on the subject. You're looking around in the bookstore, right? You think nothing of it, and you don't get the book. You didn't get the magazine. It doesn't interest you. The universe will take note. One for the universe and zero for human. Then the next validation may come in a way of a struggle to find financing for the school or university. Are you ready? Because everything should be easy, guys. Stop living in a struggle state. Live in an easy state, because life is easy. Stop saying life is hard, because it isn't. You made the decision to not take heed of noticing the magazine. You didn't even pick it up. You didn't even read it. How is the universe going to really believe that you're ready to make a change in your life with this commitment that you made to yourself? Every day you make a commitment. You made a commitment to yourself. "I'm going to go back to school for architecture." Boom, you're at the store. Something happens to pop out. You see the magazine, a beautiful article, beautiful thing. It says architecture. You didn't even pick it up. The universe take notes. So you're not ready. So now the universe makes it a struggle. You start looking up how much these things cost, how much to school, how much to fund yourself for going to school. It's a struggle. Where am I going to get this cash? I don't think I could do it. Now, even at the second layer of validation, even though it's harder, because if you picked up the book and you were really interested, now you'll see that it was easier. Now everything after that will be a little easier, because you answered the call for validation. Let's say you start developing a fear around believing if it's the correct decision or not. That fear is just saying, hey, listen, this is now a new layer. This is now the next level. You start second guessing yourself. The universe will challenge that. And it'll give you minor tasks that will prepare you to overcome that fear, to see if you're really real. It's like the article that I wrote, I'm glad success is hard. Because I don't want people around me when I'm with a successful group and I believe that I'm in a different category of success and the people around me are wishy-washy. So I'm glad it's hard. I'm glad that by the time they get to the level that you know you're dealing with crushers, killers, monsters. They get up every day and go after their dreams. They don't bullshit. They high on integrity, high on doing, high on action. You know you could believe them because they been through validation. They been through fear. They took it. They overcame. The universe starts to play games. You don't understand why you're seeing commercials about architecture. You don't understand why you begin to look at the details in design now. And then the biggest validation of all, the people around you begin to talk you out of what you want to do. Do you listen? Do you move forward? Do you fill out the application? Do you immerse yourself? You begin to learn everything about what people are doing. How much are they making? What's the pathways? What do I have to do? How do I get financing? Where do I have to go? What calls do I have to make? How do I have to show up? What webinars could I jump on right now to learn some more? Or do you put it off? Do you watch TV instead? Spend every penny on other things when you really wanted to finance yourself in this project, in your doing, in your commitment, you put it off and now you're out on every Friday at a restaurant with that money that could have been put into you. So you don't have to have money, but it's what you do with what you have that shows the universe where your level of commitment is. You're not focused on your goal. It's hard for you. My validation started ever since I walked out of that seminar, the one that I wrote an article on. You could check it out on thecomfortkillers.com. It's actually titled, Why I Walked Out of a Seminar. Go see that. I was full of energy, ready to begin my new journey as an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, author, and influential public figure. Instantly, I was tested for validation. See, the universe is asking, Stacy, you human, are you ready? Because I am. Are you ready to make it real? Are you? I just changed my name on LinkedIn from Stacy Cross to Stacy Cross Motivational Speaker and Coach. I just did that. Of course, now then I started seeing these clues for validation. The fear boiled after that. I made the decision. The name has changed. I am now looking at myself as a motivational speaker, an author, influential. I can't make that type of commitment without being tested. Are you crazy? Success is hard, and I'm glad. So ladies and gentlemen, before you take the next step, before you make that calculated commitment, because I'm telling you, as soon as you make a decision for change, the universe is prepared to help guide you. But you have to answer the calls. You have to step outside of your comfort zone. You have to get uncomfortable for everything that you do. Because guess what? It's easy when you take these steps. Because how can I stand in front of a room of 20,000 people on stage, lights blaring, music coming out, and I'm telling them to change their lives, do it for better, get successful, when I couldn't stand in front of a room of 200 people that are in a company that we all work for, doing the same thing? It wouldn't tie in. If I didn't take that call to action, if I refused to take that call to action and ask someone else to do it, guess what? I would have fell back a level. I wouldn't be able to move to the next level. See, now the universe says she could handle that. Even though she had the fear, she overcame it. She handled it. Even though the butterflies were flying, she took the call to action. She handled it. Now what's next? Now it might be a room of 500. How would you feel then? These are all levels to it. It doesn't happen in years. It happens in since the beginning, since you made the equipment, wow, the commitment, it will begin to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And that was my lesson learned from my two-day summit, my leadership summit in Orlando, Florida. Again, if you don't have me on Snapchat, you need to. Stacey A. Cross, find me. Get with me, snap me. I add everyone that adds me. I watch your snaps. Tweet me, Stacey A. Cross. Love me on Facebook. And of course, the home base of it all, where you could get articles. We have a 5-day course going on right now. It's a free course. Jump in that. You get it on the website. I have a webinar that'll pull your teeth out your mouth and make your face rearranged as if you were coming out of the movie Exorcist. You need to jump on that webinar. The webinar is How Do You Get Uncomfortable Right Now. If you need proof before the webinar to see if you're even comfortable or not, then you need to jump on the 5-day course, and you can get it all at www.thecomfortkillers.com. Today's going to be a great day. It is Thursday. Every time you hear me drop, every time there's a new voice, there's a new show, then you know it's definitely Thursday. I appreciate everyone listening. You have a beautiful, blessed, abundant, prosperous, challenging, fearless day.